It is the Browns and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium this Sunday, and this is going to be a tough test for the Browns, who find themselves as double-digit underdogs for the second straight week. Kansas City comes into this game winners of 8 in a row, and they've been doing it with solid offense, with Alex Smith only 4 interceptions on the whole season, only 1 since week 3, taking care of the football and spreading it out to their playmakers. Jeremy Maclin has been the number one guy at the wide receiver position for the Chiefs. He's hot as he enters this game. Of course, they have tight end Travis Kelce, who made the Pro Bowl. Now, they also been running the ball very effectively with Charcandrick West. He's kind of filled in for the injured Jamal Charles. This offense really hasn't missed a beat. West has totaled 70 yards rushing and a touchdown in all 4 of his games as the starter for Kansas City. So it's a balanced offense that does a very good job of taking care of the football that will present a lot of challenges for the Browns. Now, you can get to Alex Smith, and that's something the Browns are going to have to do, but he's done a very good job of checking it down and avoiding those costly mistakes. This is a game where the Browns are going to have to find a way to generate those turnovers. Why? Because it's going to be hard to imagine a situation where Kansas City doesn't generate any of them themselves. They're one of the best ball-hawking units in the NFL. Heck, since week 6, they've recorded 18 interceptions. That's 2 a game in their last 9. That's the most in the NFL during that span. And when you think about the fact that only 4 teams in the league have 18 interceptions on the season, it becomes even more impressive. Johnny Manziel will be tested by a pass rush led by Tamaha Lee, who hopefully will be able to go for the Chiefs, but not hopefully for us. He's got some screws inserted in his hands. And Dee Ford filling in for the injured Justin Houston. Ford had 3 sacks just 2 weeks ago. That secondary, it's got Marcus Peters. A good chance to be the defensive rookie of the year. The cornerback out of Washington has been phenomenal. One of the big reasons why this secondary is getting so many interceptions. So Johnny's going to have to take care of the football. You got to find a way to run the football with Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson. And we've seen some success the last 2 weeks with those two. We need more of it and some screen passes to try to slow down that pass rush of the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, this is a Chiefs team that comes in on an 8-game winning streak. They're doing it on both sides of the ball, playing very much complementary football. They're led by Andy Reid, one of the better offensive minds in the National Football League. The Browns are going to have to go out there, and they're going to have to play flawless. They're going to have to try to steal a possession. Hey, maybe this is the time to unleash some of those crazy fakes we've been hearing about. Get Terrell Pryor involved, maybe on a punt or something, and try to find a way to steal possessions, because this Chiefs team, they can take the air out of the football. They control the game with that methodical short passing attack and their ability to run the football. And with the way they've been winning the turnover battle week in and week out, the Browns are going to have to find a way to combat that. No penalties, no turnovers, and have a low-scoring game. The only game that really the Chiefs were in danger of losing was when it was 10-3 against San Diego. That's the only time they've been below 29 points in their last 7 games. So the Browns have to kind of keep it low scoring and find a way to steal one in Arrowhead. That'll do it for the game preview. Of course, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest on your Browns as you get ready for the Browns and the Chiefs.